There is another question to address concerning the cross. I love questions about the cross because I believe it helps us as we learn about Christ and what happened that day on that cross. It helps us see ourselves. And I by no means have all the answers, but I have some, and I would like to share it with you. The question is, when God's Son was hanging on the cross to die, He cried out to His Father, saying, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Did at that moment God forsake His Son so that He can create the experience as a picture? I guess by seeing Him, He's creating a picture of us. We can see ourselves. So I can tap into and dive into my experience of my own life of being abandoned. Also, was it for His Son to know and experience the depth of what humanity is carrying in the heart? Now, this question actually needs to be divided up into segments, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to answer it as best I can with the understanding God has given me. Also, I created a study called A Picture Painted. There's a part one and part two, and it deals with this, with what happened at the cross. So I'm going to be going over some of that right now. When we look at the cross and we realize Christ died to redeem us from all iniquity, the iniquity that we carry, what you're seeing on the cross is a depiction of what it does to us. It creates the crown of thorns or guilt. It creates the stripes on the back, which were symbols of unforgiveness, things people have done to you that you just can't forgive. They put stripes on your back. They hurt you. It's been happening all of our lives. The nakedness is when we are acting on our own without any spirit of God, but we move out and act and say things that we want to do, whether we're in anger or jealousy. We're just, you know, in darkness, which is the next symbol. The sun was blotted out, and Christ at that given moment had the crown of thorns, the stripes on His back, the nakedness, and was in darkness. Now, there are seven things Christ said on the cross. The first three were spoken before the Son was blotted out. This is when He said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." He told the thief, "This day will you be with me in paradise?" And He told Mary, "Behold your son," and John, "Behold your mother." That having been said, the Son is blotted out from the sixth hour to the ninth. Now, the Son, the S-U-N, is a symbol of the S-O-N. When the Son was blotted out, you no longer saw the S-O-N. You saw the soul of humanity hanging on that cross. See, what do I mean? He was portraying, "He who knew no sin became sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God." He became an outward picture of ire, inward truth. We have the crown of thorns, the stripes, the nakedness, and the darkness. He was the outward picture of the soul of all of humanity. In that place, depicting those symbols, the first thing he said was, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because he was portraying us. If you want to know what sin and iniquity and guilt and shame and pain and nakedness and darkness, if you want to know how that makes a person feel, my God, why have you forsaken me? People come to the place of feeling forsaken of God. He was only saying what humanity feels in that state of being. He was not forsaken of God at all. Again, he was portraying us. And in this portrayal, the next thing he says is, I hunger. I thirst. Even though he feels forsaken of God, he is still thirsting for truth, which, if you have had that experience and you're serving God now, you too have been in that place where you feel forsaken, but you cry out to God, I thirst. The next thing, it is finished. Meaning, my attempt to overcome this pain and this guilt and my darkness, my attempts to do this myself are finished. Next thing, into your hands I commend my spirit. Say you feel forsaken of God, yet you know your answers lie with Him. And you make the decision, I am not doing this myself. Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. Now, why would God have Christ portray that? Because, again, look at this whole picture. Look at the picture painted. It is showing us the destruction of the human soul by means of iniquity. But he shows you, by speaking these last four things, how you come out of it. This is what will save you. This is what will deliver you. Into your hands I commend my spirit. So, did God forsake him? No. Did God want him to experience the depth of what humanity is carrying? Now, this leads in to a whole nother thing, that Christ, when he was born into this world, according to Philippians chapter 2, he emptied himself and became a man. And I believe through his life, he was experiencing what was in man because he was one. And whether he ever actually felt forsaken of God, which is hard for me to believe he ever did. But I don't know that you actually have to feel that when you see that happening to other people and you hear what they are saying and you're understanding the depth of human despair. Again, God never forsook His Son. But His Son knows and understands us. For one thing, He depicted it on the cross. And I believe knows the depth of human suffering.